From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and the United Nations are welcoming an agreement meant to ease tensions between North and South Korea. Some analysts are warning, however, the North may be using the talks to buy more time to develop its nuclear weapons program. During their first formal discussions in more than 2 years, the two Koreas on Tuesday agreed to hold further military talks, and North Korea agreed to send a delegation to the Winter Olympics being held next month in South Korea. The agreements were reached at Panmunjom, which lies between the two Koreas. They represent a possible reduction in what have been severely escalating tensions over North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile program. The U.S., according to the National Security Council, will send a high-level delegation to the Olympic Games. During the talks, the North and South agreed to restore a military hotline communication channel, which had been suspended for nearly 2 years. A suicide bomber has killed at least 6 people and wounded more than 25 others in southwestern Pakistan. The attack on Tuesday targeted a police vehicle in a high-security area in Quetta, the capital of violence-prone Baluchistan province. Doctors and rescue workers said the victims were mostly police personnel, and several of those injured were in critical condition. The anti-state Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bombing. Initial police findings suggest the bomber was riding a motorbike and his body parts have been recovered from the scene. This is VOA News. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan